Yeah.
Weezy, I.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, we have gone over an hour now. And Dell played a James Harden soundbite, which we just dismissed.
Well, you were reading and looking at Brian Cushing tweets.
Well, that is true. We were looking at Brian Cushing tweets are much more interesting than James Harden soundbites. But that was as disappointing a loss as you could have had last night.
No,
well, yeah.
It was disappointing.
That's a pitiful team.
Fully healthy.
It was very, very disappointing because it was not a healthy team.
That was a pitiful team that they lost.
Yeah. Five players are out, I think, for the Pelicans.
Yeah, LeBron kept out the guys he's bringing over to LA.
Well, we need filler.
Oh, he said he will only sign with, now the rumor is he's only going to sign with LA.
And he got fined $50K for his demand. The league fined Anthony.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have anyone say that kind of stuff out loud. It's a bad look for the league. I don't care what anyone says. You can love LeBron all you want. It's just not a good look. These super teams where you only are going to have three or four teams and they conspire. It's just not going to be good for the league. But there are more and more fans are just individual fans of players and not teams. So I guess in that regard, it's fine. But it's really going to hurt. The same way baseball's been hurt by having mid-market and small market teams that have had a hard time competing. They've had to go to hardcore analytics to have a chance to grow their teams, and then they have to sell off. It's the same thing's going to happen in basketball now, where I know you'll have a Giannis who will be the outlier, but you're going to have a lot of, I think the international players will stick with a lot of, I think American-born players, I think a lot of them are just going to click up with friends from AAU or the best markets. And I think they're gonna start to bolt in mass. And now, I predicted it to my son, and now I made sure and screen cap the story and send it to him this morning that Kyrie Irving, all of a sudden, he and LeBron are making up, and now the rumors are that maybe Kyrie would want to have. No kidding. It's gonna be Kyrie, Anthony Davis, and LeBron. LeBron went to LA, and everyone said, why would he do that? He can't win a title there. The short-sightedness of people not realizing that they had Cat. LeBron was looking at this as not as a 2018-2019 play. He saw it as a 19 and 20 play when these monster free agents were on the market, like Anthony Davis, Rich Paul. You know, he played chess. LeBron went to L.A. and he thought, this is going to be a great place to recruit people to. I will go in here and deal with what I got to deal with now for a year, and I'm going to start laying the groundwork. Well, I will do whatever I need to.
And the question was, can LeBron bring people with him? And the answer is yes.
He knows it's easier to bring people to.
The answer will be
here's
yes.
Here's where he's played. Miami and L.A.
Yeah.
Cleveland, he knows, is a halfway house. Miami and L.A. is where
this
you can
was
recruit.
A bit of a risk, though, in that, and some people have said, Kawhi doesn't want to go there. Jimmy Butler doesn't want to go there.
So what?
No, people don't want to play with LeBron.
Yes.
In L.A.,
especially. Two guys?
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving, now there's talk about Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson, and Anthony Davis. So two guys don't want to play.
Right, right.
LeBron knows what he's doing. He knows that he's... Now, I will never be a fan. I'm never, ever going to be a fan of trying to click up and make it as easy as you can, as easy as possible to win championships.
Well, I think
that argument is... It's irrelevant now.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
And I'm kind of... really? Just because it's different now in that players are actually coordinating teams as opposed to Danny Ainge doing it with the Boston Celtics, that's the original.
But why
that's
should
That's the
it
original
be?
That the front office put it together.
Well, then don't
why
complain.
Can't players collude and do it?
Well, then don't complain. Well, that's fine, but don't complain when they don't listen to anybody, when there is no – where players are not going to listen to any
They're just playing
coaches.
By the rules, though.
Look at how – well, that's fine, but it doesn't mean you should think it's healthy for the – it's not healthy for the league.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Last year, the Golden State Warriors were so dominant, they were the best team in the league, and yet they had their highest ratings ever. I don't know.
No.
Is it bad for the league?
No, we're talking about different things. When the players have all the power, there is no reason that you need to listen to a general manager. There's no reason to listen to a head coach. There's no reason to listen to anybody.
Yeah, I don't know if that's happening anymore.
Anyway. Did you see Stan Van Gundy, what Stan Van Gundy was talking about?
It ain't the same as it was in 1980.
No.
It's different now. Like, we don't listen to general managers. We punch referees.
I don't think that's
strangle
great.
Our coaches.
I don't think that's. No, but think those are great things.
Well, welcome to 2019.
I don't have to like it. I don't have to just give in.
We strangled. It's one time strangulation of
beat up referees and gyms.
Yes, it's what we do.
One time.
It's what we do now. We quit at half times of season. We end our careers at half times now. Yeah.
Vontae Davis just didn't want to play anymore.
That's all. So I'm going to leave now.
That's weak as ice water.
And that's a different league.
No. There was another guy who did that too in college football.
Walked out at halftime?
Yeah. Who quit at halftime too? It just didn't get any play in the bowl game. He quit. It's a player.
Oh, there's a lot.
The South Carolina cornerback. I heard about it. He was at the East-West Shrine Game. And I had somebody tell me, it's going to be interesting watching him this week. He's hurt. He's not playing. But I wonder what NFL teams think about him. I was, why? He quit at halftime of the bowl game. Yeah. He's decided to quit. That doesn't feel like a smart move to quit. But that is where we are.
That's where we are.
But I'm not going to give in. I'm just not going to give in that it's okay to have no respect for any authority at all. And I'm sorry, when you're a player, it's okay. I've got bosses. You got bosses. I got bosses in two different jobs. Everyone listening has bosses. It's okay to have rules and regulations inside the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball or any other sport. It's okay. We should not have a lawless, ruleless, anarchist society.
Welcome.
Until the NBA puts a rule in place that says you cannot speak to another player while you're a player if he plays for an opposing team.
Well, you can't control it.
You can't tell a player.
No, I just don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's healthy for the league. No. And I think you're going to have more basketball because usually salary caps are able to keep you from having the have and have not chasm that they have in baseball. However, with basketball, I think you're going to find that there are enough loopholes around.
Where's that soft cap is?
And they've got, granted, no one likes, one thing we have found, no one likes playing luxury tax now. These owners don't like. I used to just think, the big markets will just fade luxury tax. They don't care. No, they care. You're getting in their pockets.
I don't think the Lakers are going to care, though. I don't think Jeannie Buss is going to care.
And the most dominant team in the sport.
Magic's not going to care.
The most dominant team in the sport didn't do what you have your biggest issue with. Now, yeah, sure, when Kevin Durant was a free agent, and within his rights, they went to go grab Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. But they drafted the three guys that.
Kevin Durant made a choice. I don't know that they actively colluded. They built their team from the ground
up. So the most dominant team did the way that you, I guess, are fine with, right?
Yeah. The dominant team did it the way that it's always been done in every sport forever other than the Miami Marlins, your people, Dell, and also the Miami Heat, your people.
Yeah, because...
Unless you're claiming L.A. today. I don't know who you're claiming today.
I don't claim L.A. sports teams. Yeah, you do what you have to do to win.
Where are you from, Miami or L.A.?
I'm not even from Miami. I was born in Daytona. And you know what J-Rock would say? Everything else.
That's what he would say.
I don't care what problem you have. I got to watch my favorite team go to four straight finals and win two of them. And once again, what do you say, J-Rock? Everything else. Win. And you know what? If it was happening in Houston, you'd be fine with it.
I would stop paying attention.
If we had the Warriors here...
Not even the Warriors.
No, Warriors were built from the ground up. I think the Warriors will win. Durant's going to walk out. Either Durant or Klay Thompson's leaving. And if Durant leaves, I think the Warriors can still win.
If this was the Houston Heat?
Not if Klay leaves, too.
No, you can't fit
like
that.
If Dwayne Wade was drafted by the Rockets, best friends
thumbs
with LeBron
down,
and Chris
I refuse to watch
would,
them.
No, you
I
would
refuse
love
to
it.
Talk about
you would
them.
Embrace the whole thing.
I would tell my kids they're not allowed to be fans of the local team.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
All of that's a lie.
Yeah.
I would watch them, but I wouldn't like it.
Oh, yes, you would.
Shock. Will it be a shock if you hear Anthony Davis to Houston as a rumor in the next couple of months? He ain't going anywhere by the trade deadline, by the way. He ain't going anywhere.
No, he's got it.
There's no
he's
way
got
the
a year
Pelicans
after
are
this year on the contract.
Right.
They can trade him in the offseason.
Yeah, they can. He's got 2 years after this.
I would trade him if I were the
player option.
Why not try to trade him?
I think he's got 1 year, then a player option after the next season.
And if you're a team, you know what Daryl Morey would do? Try to trade for him so he can convince him.
Yes,
Daryl Morey would absolutely try to convince him and take his chance.
Stay
it's
here.
The same reason why the Celtics did it with Kyrie. And I think there's a chance that Toronto is going to... Paul George, Oklahoma City won with Paul George. They did it. They came out victorious in that little gamble. And I think Toronto is going to with Kawhi Leonard also. Now, I've also heard Toronto's a great city and all this and that. I've never been there. But they've got a chance to win and win at a high level for a few years. So I think Kawhi Leonard may end up staying there as well. Now, he just purchased a house on the West Coast. My kid said he bought a huge house for $2.6 million in San Diego. And I just laughed because I said, I don't think your numbers are messed up. I don't think there's a huge $2.6 million house in San Diego.
No, kids. That's a shack.
That's our house.
That's right.
Our house.
814 ESPN 97.5 7137803776. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than what. That was good Rockets talk, everybody. That was good. That was real good about that team.
It got me excited.
That game where they played against a team that didn't have five of their top six scorers. Five of their top six scorers didn't play.
They played against a top five pick, Jahlil Okafor, and what did he do?
Oh, yeah. He was averaging 7 points a game.
Since Anthony Davis has been out, Jahlil's putting up numbers, including 27 and 12 last night.
Oh, yeah. 27 and 12 to a guy that averages seven. Nice
job.
He
hasn't had the opportunities, John.
They scored 121 points, and they didn't have five of their top six scorers.
They're just a deep basketball team.
Oh, my God.
Jahlil Okafor in his last five outings, 24, 18, 17, 20. He's a player, John. A good one when he gets time.
Oh, my God. 815 ESPN 97.5. You know what I needed after that? A blue pill.
What?
Because I was so down.
Did you want to punish someone or something after that loss?
That's what I needed. You know where you get them? Fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5. If you're down and not feeling all that great, if you're just not getting it, if it's just not working for you right now, Fourhymns.com/John5. All you got to do is go there to the website, and it's so simple. I mean, it's not all the rigmarole of going to a doctor and the awkwardness of telling him about your ED issues. If you're looking for a great, great way to get out of this ED thing and feel great again in the boudoir, then all you need to do is go to fourhymns.com/John5 for $5. $5 that first month. While supplies last, generic equivalent, it's the same. All you got to do is go to fourhymns.com/John5. You talk to a doctor online, and he prescribes it $5. $5. That's ridiculous. So go to fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
Did you know this, by the way?
What?
Maybe this whole LeBron thing isn't the best thing for the league. I didn't realize that the ratings were down as low as they are in basketball. NBA television ratings on TNT have fallen 22% in the past year. First off, the dip in TV interest is being linked to the fact LeBron is playing late games on the West Coast, which is absolutely a factor, but just maybe these two news items, Davis's decision and sagging NBA fan interest, are related. The NBA's lack of competitive balance is hardly a new topic, but it is a reality, a viral cynicism that impacts everything and everything associated with the league. It is dreadfully poor theater for everyone. Whether the perception is fair or not, to have already reached a conclusion as to which team is going to win the series of best of seven competitions that are the NBA playoffs. Spoiler alert, yes, it is the Golden State Warriors. If I'm a fan of the majority of the teams in the league, why would I stay interested if my team has no chance to win a title? That's the baseball. That's been what baseball has dealt with for a couple decades now. So it will be interesting to see, because basketball is hot as a sport in terms of fan support. But if they're not watching on TV, down 22%, all I heard about was NFL football being down 10% or 9%. Anybody got a problem with 22% in basketball?
Well, once again, that is due to a team who built it, and I put in quotes, the right way. Their dominance isn't due to being they're a super team, but they drafted that super team, then added one player.
Warriors?
Yeah. That's so if it's because of them, then there can't be any complaints about LeBron.
You think it's West Coast related?
It might be, and it might be Warriors fatigue. Maybe, and you wouldn't like it, maybe a super team is the only answer. Because if another team comes around that says they can legitimately compete with the Warriors, that may change people's perspective on watching the league.
Why is it different this year than last?
I don't know.
I mean, last year they hit a four-year high in ratings.
That's what I want to know.
What the hell happened? LeBron went to the... Really? LeBron going to L.A.? Has made this much of a difference?
But let me ask you. Okay, so now no one wanted to believe it. Everyone wanted to say it was just the flag thing. But the cord cutting does matter, and it is going to matter in every sport. No matter whether people want to believe it or not, cord cutting hurts ratings. Number one, it hurts viewership. But number two, it hurts the ability to measure viewers more than anything. So it's going to be harder when people are getting streams off of Reddit and they're getting... And they have the ability to watch without having to watch through normal, standard, measurable metrics. It is going to have an impact on the numbers. But by the same token, I don't think it's unrealistic to believe baseball has dipped interest-wise and television-wise. You know, if we went back into the 80s and then into the 90s, when there started to be the big disparity and have haves and have nots, it was really bad for the league. That's my entire point about this. It's bad to have a have and have not league in any sport. One of the reasons the NFL benefits because it's a 16-game season.
Hard cap.
And Green Bay can win.
Yeah.
You know,
Milwaukee can win. Milwaukee can win in basketball, too. Toronto can win in basketball.
Well, we'll have to see.
No, well, they are winning.
We say that. Well, Toronto was number one seed. I mean, yeah, they just kind of
They can win. If you do it right. Now, are they a – and that's the problem with the Pelicans right here is are they a farm system once Anthony Davis, you know.
This looks farm system.
But he did re-up, and he did use his – they used Bird on him. So, I mean, it's not like they couldn't have done it. He just is
well,
fed up,
LeBron,
I guess.
Well, maybe LeBron – see, I think LeBron is great and not great for the league in the sense that when everything is on one guy, just like with Jordan, it's not great. But now LeBron – is heavy-handed with how he handles and he's become more heavy-handed as he's gotten older.
Luke Walton better watch that heavy hand.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, Magic got a coach fired too. Jordan wasn't easy to deal with. So I'm not trying to slander LeBron in that way, but I do think he's become very heavy-handed in terms of how he is pushing and shaping the league. But you also benefit a tremendous amount from having a player that talented. So it's there's good and bad. But you know, the ability to treat New Orleans like a farm system, which I do think is with Anthony Davis, that hurts. But is it going to be when LeBron's out of the league, is there going to be another player to fill his void and have that same kind of power? Like, I wonder if maybe LeBron's a little bit of an outlier that once he's gone, you're not going to have another guy step into that role. It's not like maybe that model is not sustainable of one guy having that much impact.
Well, is KD going to be that next guy?
Well, here's the thing.
Is KD going to New York going to be that next thing?
Rich Paul is the agent. That's LeBron's guy, right?
Yeah.
So LeBron can mastermind this whole thing. You may not have that where Anthony Davis is like, nope, he will not sign with anybody but LA. Well, guess why? Because they have the same guy.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's necessarily going to be the case when LeBron's gone. Is there going to be one guy that has that much of a reach where he can... where he can manipulate everything? I don't know.
Is KD going to be able to do that in New York?
I don't think guys like KD. Who wants to go play with KD? Burner account KD. He's got to be.
We'll see.
They got to have
him. If you want to win.
Do you ever see people? No, I think it's about liking the guy, too.
Yeah.
How many people like KD?
How many people like LeBron?
I think a lot. Yeah. Am I wrong, Dale? I think most guys get along with him pretty well. I think when you play with him, maybe it's a little
tougher. He's the Michael of this. I mean, he's the best player of this time.
Yeah.
I think KD will be able to get guys to go to New York.
I don't think KD is beloved. I don't see a lot of
that. All you need is one or two guys. One or two good players.
Right?
Yeah.
Like Porzingis.
I mean, did you see the weed fall out of his car? Guys are going to like that.
Yeah, we don't see that whole banana boat thing with KD. We don't see a lot of off-season trips.
I don't see him.
At least, unless maybe I'm not. I don't really care one way or the other.
I don't see him clicking up.
So maybe I'm not paying attention, but I don't see a lot of, oh, KD was hanging with this guy in the off-season or this guy in the off-season.
I never see that.
No, so I don't know. I don't know what who his NBA superstar friends are.
I have a feeling some guys would want just to win.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a free agent. I want to go there. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to be playing in New York in Madison Square Garden.
Who's that appealed to so far?
Well, it will. It will. When they get good, if they get good again.
Look at Melo.
Melo.
Guys love Melo.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Nobody went to play with him.
I know.
That's right. Nobody went to play with him. Guys love him, but he wasn't going to win. Melo isn't going to win. KD wins.
KD also shoots a ton. I don't know. It's hard for us to even speculate because I don't know who it is. It's friendship. Yeah. It's clicked up. You need to be a good player, but superstars are all good players. Is Joel Embiid that guy? I don't know if people love him. Is it going to be Kyrie Irving? Is it going to be? I don't know. LeBron is a very unique umbrella who a lot of guys have gravitated him, have a lot of respect for him, grew up maybe with him as their favorite player. Michael was standoffish. LeBron is what Michael could have been if Michael had more, was just a little friendlier. I don't get the sense LeBron's an a-hole. I don't get that sense.
No. I don't, yeah. I would imagine guys would have gone, if Mike needed them, I would imagine guys would have gone to play with
Mike
him.
Mike like handpicked guys, yeah. And they were always not good fits.
But he handpicked Dennis Rodman. That's about it.
Because he needed a thug with him.
Right. That's about
Dennis
it.
To handle
honestly,
business.
After Horace, he got Dennis Rodman, but it wasn't like they picked up another great, great player.
No. But having Dennis is like having Randy Moss. You can fade it for 2 or 3 years, and it's like, okay, this is enough.
Too weird. All right. Did you see that Dennis Rodman had a big announcement?
What was it this time?
No, it was a video, and he said, I need to get this off my chest. He had cards.
The Olive Garden thing? Or no. Oh, what was it?
And it said, I want to make this announcement. It's been weighing on me for all this time, and he kept just dropping these index cards. Didn't say a word. It was all written on index cards, and I need to come out with this now and tell everyone. And then finally, he dropped the last one, and we all got Rickrolled.
What was it?
Rickrolled.
That's it?
That's it. He Rickrolled everybody.
Man,
that
I'm
was
so,
so
tired. Of, why do we keep letting him do anything?
It was better than like Raheel on the porch, though.
No, Raheel's was clever.
No.
Dennis Rodman is like almost a decade old on a Rickroll.
I know. It was a little.
Raheel made his own up. We're like, oh, short red shorts.
Shit. Hands up.
No shirt. Hands.
Can't you put your hands down?
I give Raheel credit. Raheel created his own Raheel roll. He called it Raheel roll.
He did Raheel roll, people. What about diamonds? What about your boy Thomas over there? You had a big meeting.
So, yeah, we had our big meeting. Let me tell you something about Thomas over at, he's the general manager. Over at Robbins Brothers, right? And we were talking about his background, really interesting background, how he got into diamonds. And I can tell you this, one of the really cool things that I think that I think you're going to love about Robbins Brothers is they are the diamond engagement store, right? Highest quality, hand-selected diamonds, and they come with a lifetime warranty, which is very, very important. We're talking about 30 cases of engagement rings, 30 cases. I don't care what the cut, the clarity, the color. I don't care about the setting. I don't care about your budget. They have something for you. If you are looking to get engaged, they will have something that fits for you. Whether it's the most baller ring or it's something that's on a budget, they will get you high quality diamonds at affordable prices. And right now through Valentine's Day, Robbins Brothers is offering no money down, interest-free financing for 48 months, 4 years. Those are very affordable payments. It's subject to credit approval, minimum $5,000 purchase with your Robbins Brother credit card. Stop by one of their 2 Houston locations today to see why Robbins Brothers has earned the title, the Engagement Ring Store. They're located right there, 2101 West Loop South, 610 of San Felipe, and the Clear Lake area, 1251 West Bay Area Boulevard in Webster. Or you can stop online at robbinsbrothers.com, the Engagement Ring Store.
This This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, it's freezing outside. Okay, what is it right
now? Not here.
42 degrees.
It missed us.
Are you sure?
You can't play golf today. Yeah, it's 42 degrees. It's freezing.
Oh, man, I can't play golf.
I can't go to watch
I guess
today.
I'll just watch Mecole Hardman and Riley Ridley today.
Well.
From Georgia.
So,
you're going to be fine.
But in Missouri and Illinois and Iowa and Wisconsin, it is freaking freezing. Like, instant frostbite.
Is this
in
why
Chicago.
You moved?
Yes, I don't.
Did you have heat with people?
No, I went from Chicago to Arizona. I said, I'm done with this. That's it. And I would have stayed in Arizona the rest of my life if I could have made any money there. But I'm done. I'm out.
You know my buddy with the Colts who lived here for his life? You know what he said? I'm done with humidity. I'm done. He goes, I would never move back to the humidity and heat of Houston.
Really?
Yeah. He's the other way.
He's a cold weather idiot.
Yeah, he's the other way. He's like, I can handle cold. He goes, no. It's not great. It's not fun.
No.
He said, but I can handle.
He's like your buddy Michael.
He said, I can handle 30 degrees better than 100 degree. He said, I can't do 90 degree Februarys.
Cold weather.
Because every once in a while we'll get a 90 degree
February. Oh, I can do 90 degree February. Okay, have fun with minus 60 today.
I don't think anyone
polar
likes minus
vortex.
60.
So in Warrensburg, Missouri, here's
it's a generational cold front. We haven't had one of these.
That's great.
So it's one. Yeah. We'll be fine.
Yeah. No. And guess what?
I'm here.
Guess
I don't
what?
Care.
It's going to be next week here. 80. Perfect.
Terrible. 80 in February.
That's perfect.
That's not perfect.
You know why? Because you can play golf.
No, but you know what? Most people don't care about playing golf. Yeah.
Who are
this
these
is
people?
You.
What are these idiots that you're talking about?
I like how John about? Wants all the weather tailored to his personal outdoor fancies.
I don't tailor it to my personal fancies.
64 would be perfect.
It's why I
64.
64 blows.
That does, yeah. 64 doesn't blow.
Yeah.
64 is great. We don't have any humidity.
80 is
it's not,
perfect.
80 is too. If let me just tell you this. And if you got problems with this, then ear muff it. I'm giving you 3 seconds. 80 can make your ass sweat. That ain't no February to have ass sweat in February. That's not acceptable.
If you're
in a car, you're like, man, it's kind of hot. And you stay in the car and it's like, man,
listen,
I think I'm going to
this discrimination sweat. Against ass sweat has got to stop.
Fair enough.
Okay, it's got to stop. I mean,
what's fair
you
enough?
Say that you
what's
say like ass enough, sweat like it's a bad thing?
Oh, that was somebody asked me a question.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Someone was talking to Marcus Peters.
Fair enough
about whatever, and the guy was like, "Fair enough."
So Warrensburg Police Department in Missouri put this tweet out. So we are asking a favor, at least for the next 3 days. Can you keep the criminaling to a minimum? It is really cold out. Do yourself and us a favor. Stay inside. Be nice to each other. Watch reruns of Say Yes to the Dress. We hear from the firefighters that it's a really good show. Okay. Thanks. This, I don't think, is going to work. I don't know, though. What's the crime rate in Warrensburg, Missouri?
I don't think high.
I don't think it shouldn't be that high. But keep the criminaling to a minimum because we don't want to go outside. I'm with them. Can we stop criminaling for a little while? Do you think that the criminals will take a timeout during this, or
why? Because the police want to take a break?
No, because it's too cold. It's even too cold to criminal.
No, I don't think so. You got to hustle, man. And if the police are like, "Yeah, we don't really want to be out here doing stuff," I think criminals will take advantage.
They may be, and oh, by the way, a lot of businesses probably be closed. Easy
smash
targets.
Smash and grab.
Yeah. Smash and grab. Yeah. I mean, but I think there should be like a cold timeout for everybody. You know?
Is a cold timeout going to put food on their table?
Well, can't you put food on your table in warmer weather?
You got to keep hustling. If you are living that life, you can't take a day off.
No.
I just feel like everybody, if kids don't have to go to school, we can't go out, we can't start our car, we can't work, maybe the criminals should take a day off too.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
You know?
Well, they've already decided they're not going to follow the rules. Why are they starting now? Their goal in life is not to follow the rules.
John, you got something to answer for, my friend.
What do I have to answer for?
What are you talking about? Why do you like nice weather?
Golf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like golfers are good people and good athletes?
They're the best athletes in the world. Okay. Oh, yeah. I want to see you go up against Dustin Johnson.
Name the three best golfers in the world right now. You can't say Tiger.
Justin Rose.
Okay.
Justin Rose. Dustin Johnson. Who's number two? Justin Thomas is four.
What about the Brooks guy?
Oh, Brooks Koepka's two.
Brooks Koepka?
He's two.
Good. This is one of your people. Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
Congratulations on being a golf fan.
What the hell? Look at what he's got next to him. He's doing just fine.
Can you tell Dell what picture you're looking at for Brooks Koepka? What's going on here?
He's got a thong on.
Yeah.
That's it.
He took a picture and from he's behind,
but his girlfriend also has a thong on.
That's great. Who wore it better?
She did. Much.
Good answer.
Much.
Yeah, she wore it
pretty good. Yeah, he's.
Dell, can you get your man's?
Okay. Listen.
Why is that my man's?
Did you wait?
No, that's your man's, and this is his man's.
Oh.
So you get John, whose man's has a thong on right now.
Ever see the picture of Jay Cutler outside from behind his wife took?
I don't
Kristen?
Want to see that either. I've seen it, but I don't want to see it.
No, that's your sport, isn't it? That's your sport. What kind of grade do you have on Jay
that's
Cutler?
That's not my quarterback.
Yeah, but that's your quarterback.
That's not my quarterback.
He wasn't wearing a thong.
You just said Brooks Koepka was your quarterback.
Why does Koepka got a thong on?
I trapped you into saying Brooks Koepka was one of your quarterbacks.
Jay Cutler's just out there free being.
Yeah, that's different.
Because
Koepka decided he wanted to put on some attire.
Because he and his girlfriend wanted some matching, and guess what?
That's worse.
No, he had
get
some.
Get your man's.
Cutler's like, I don't care. I'm naked, whatever. Koepka's like, had to put some thought into putting a thong on. Get your man's.
Yep.
No.
That's your man's Listen, right there.
As long as he ain't wearing that playing golf, I'm
How
fine
do you know
with
he's
him.
Not doing
I don't
that.
Care what he does in his spare time. You know what? Because I'm woke.
Do you stop saying that. That's not a time to use
would
it.
Jamel be upset with that? No.
I don't think she'd like
it. I don't think
she'd. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I don't think she'd be a fan
Brooks
of it.
Brooks Koepka?
Yeah.
She's not going to back Brooks Koepka's thong.
Listen, my wife, when Brooks Koepka was winning his second straight U.S. Open, I was like, I can watch golf now. Brooks Koepka.
What are your in a thong?
No, he wasn't in a thong.
Okay, well, ask her about the thong. What are your thoughts on this?
Hey, Brooks Koepka.
She's going to say, I don't like that.
Kind of
I feel like it'll change. She sees him in a thong. She's like,
I don't think she's going to. She's going to say, no ass.
That's
one thing. So, pancake booty Brooks Koepka.
So, do you see what Hotels.com is doing? They are giving away 53 hotel rooms following Super Bowl to encourage Super Bowl baby making. I mean, can they get arrested for this? I feel like, is that legal that you're going to give away rooms so people can go smash?
How's that
trying
illegal?
It's not illegal. I guess it's not illegal. There's no, it's not prostitution or anything. It's basically like, hey, we're going to get y'all a room. It just feels creepy. Like,
what?
We're just telling y'all, we're getting you a room and we want you to go in there and smash and make a Super Bowl baby. That's what they say. It's to make Super Bowl babies. Can I just stay in there and watch pay-per-view movies and we not do anything?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are no good Super Bowl names. Who are you going to name your baby after the Super Bowl? Tom?
Tom.
No. Tommy?
Tom.
No.
Gronk?
You're not going to name your kid
Gronk. Why not
Gronk?
Name your baby Garrett? Gronk? Southie won't name their baby Gronk?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Julian. Yeah. It's a great baby name. Gronk, Julian, Tom, Rex, all of them. I don't like Sony as much. Billy?
I'm not going to name my kid Sony.
Not naming him Sony.
Maybe if you had a girl.
Yeah.
Why? When the only person we know named Sony is a guy. Why would you name
her? Yeah, you can name her Michelle.
Yeah, because it just doesn't feel like
Michelle.
It doesn't sound like Sully is going to name his kid.
Maybe Michelle. You spell
Sony
it,
Sully.
It's Michelle, but you just spell it the way Michelle spells his last name.
I'm naming my first son Hogan because he caught the Super Bowl. What Tom won? Tommy won it at age 48. Hogan.
Raheel says you got to name him Indomican.
That ain't happening. He didn't play there.
I could see a LA couple naming their daughter Nikkel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about Malcolm? If Malcolm Brown gets a sack and a safety.
That's just a basic name.
That's Malcolm.
Malcolm. So you think Sully's...
It's not a basic name for a Southie.
You think Sully's naming this kid Malcolm?
No. That ain't.
I don't care how many sacks he gets. We're not naming our baby Malcolm.
We barely tolerate Brown, to be honest.
Stephon, cool, that ain't happening.
No.
No.
Maybe Gilmore.
Yeah, I could see baby Gilmore. Let's look for a last name instead of a first name. All right? Caroline.
These McCourty, first names are terrible.
McCourty.
Devin. We can do Devin. That's fine.
If we have a girl.
Yeah. If we have another baby girl, we're naming her Patricia. After Matt, as an homage for putting this together.
Didn't he give up like...
Baby nights.
Didn't he give up 41 points to Nick Foles?
Yeah, he did. No,
oh, wait, they're not naming her Patricia.
No. 846.
Dante Scarnecchia. We're going to name the baby Dante.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You got that? The Housewives of South Boston.
You can't play any of that.
Why not? They beep it up. No, they peep it out.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought I heard an F-bomb.
I don't think so.
Well, I've only gotten through the first like 40 seconds. I didn't hear a curse word. So.
All right, we'll play it. The Housewives of South Boston.
Today is the Sox game. I usually watch alone so I can pleasure myself, but you know what? Sox versus New York Stankies. So I'm having the girls over.
Honey. How are ya? Honey. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Hey, I brought you some cigarettes and beer from Jackie's Packy on Route 34.
Jesus, that woman is a walking commercial. We know where your Packy is, Jackie. We've been going there since we were 9.
So we're watching the game, drinking some beers.
And then Dawn shows up. And as per usual, she's got a husband with her.
Hi! Oh, hi.
It's supposed to be ladies only, but he's Mackie Mac's cousin. I mean, come on.
He was the lead extra in like 3 Funky Bunch videos. I am wicked lucky.
I f***ed him. Now one of my kids is Mackie Mac's cousin's kid.
All right.
I'm the fucking Mackie.
It's whoa.
I told you.
I got it. But I didn't get that far in my preview. But I dumped.
But why are they beeping some of them and not other ones?
I don't know. But I knew I heard F bombs more than one.
So my college roommate's from Boston, and I asked him last night because somebody
mine was from Sharon, Mass.
Really?
He was a Danny Ainge fan.
Wham.
And he got Danny Ainge got traded in the middle of our year. He's a huge Ainge fan. He tore up our dorm room.
No.
Yeah, he tore up the whole... Well, we tore it up. Like, he threw a bunch of, like, what are those, Teddy Grahams all over the place, and just he tore up his side.
I liked my roommate a lot more when Boston was a bunch of City of Losers, you know, because now
this
it's
was,
like...
I was City of... There was still City of Losers back
then.
It was good. It was great. It was great. You kind of felt, always, you know, like, man, there's a little charm to these guys, you know?
There's no charm now. None, because it is America's greatest sports city. I don't think there's any question about it. But I asked him, okay, the Mount Rushmore of Boston sports. Brady.
Gronk. Julian.
No.
Bill Belichick.
Brady or... Yeah, Bobby Orr, absolutely.
He should be. Current fans wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
They don't... Larry Bird.
Bird and Ted Williams. But where's Bill Russell? That's the problem.
No, they're not letting Bill Russell.
No, they're going to let
Bill Russell.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed something about their Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
There's something that...
here's mine. McHale, Bird, Gronk, and Tommy. What about Manny Ramirez? No.
No. No, Manny ain't kidding.
What about
they love Jim Freddie Rice. Lynn. They love Big
Jim
Poppy.
Rice. No, not Jim
what
Rice.
What about Big Poppy? They love
yeah,
him.
They do love Big Poppy.
They do love Big Poppy. Love,
Big but Poppy
Ted
would have
Williams
a shot.
Is the one of the greatest players of all time.
They're not, we can't let's do one post 1964.
Why? He's one of the greatest players of all time.
They don't none of the people voting on this Mount Rushmore want Ted Williams.
Big Poppy
on there. Ted Williams
helped in their misery.
Yeah. Yeah. Ted was part of it. It's the misery enders. You got to win a championship to get on.
Yeah, that was his point with Ted Williams, and he said Bill Russell.
Who is his point? His, oh, your friend?
Yeah. He so said Larry Russell's, Bird, because Russell's got 11.
Tommy would be on there. Larry Bird would be on there. Anybody from the revamped Celtic championships?
See, you don't know how much they love Bobby Orr, though. They love
yeah,
Bobby Orr.
Maybe Bobby, but now I'm saying everyone from, okay, 1970s on, who are you going to do?
Bobby Orr.
Was Bobby Orr in the 70s?
Yeah.
How long did he go?
Yeah, he was definitely in the 70s.
He was not in the 80s.
No, he was in the 70s.
All right, I'll give you Bobby Orr. I don't follow hockey, so I don't care.
Yeah.
But Bobby Orr, let's put Bobby Orr. Oh, what about Rocky Marciano?
Well.
Oh, that's after. No, I broke my own rule. He was from, what about Marvin Hagler from Brockton, Mass?
See, you know that? Yeah, but. Yeah.
Wasn't Marciano from Massachusetts or
70,
no? Maybe not.
He played till 76.
All right, so Larry Bird, Tom Brady, Orr, and then maybe Big Poppy.
Well, if you're going to go all four sports, yeah. You're going to pick Poppy over Ted Williams.
Yeah, because he helped win championships.
You mean steroid guy? Yeah.
The one who, with Boston Marathon guy? No, Big Poppy was he steroid guy?
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think
he was named in the Mitchell Report.
They don't care.
And
titles, yeah. And then he goes, this is our... You would, yeah. Or whatever he said.
Right.
This is Boston. And to play, Poppy! Poppy! Yeah, Big Poppy's on there. Also to avoid any appearances.
Well.
We got Poppy on there. I don't want to hear any more about us being racist.
Well, but
Poppy's Mexican.
No.
No, he's not.
No.
No, he's not.
He's what? Not, actually.
No, he's not, Sully. Poppy's from Mexico or the Dominican...
Or something.
One of those places down south. We're definitely not racist. But at the same time, neighborhoods are neighborhoods. So, you know, stay in yours.
Yeah. Poppy, stay in yours.
Hey, what? Poppy. Poppy can come here.
Well, did you and did you watch? Because it makes
what about Oil Can Boyd?
But how are you not including Bill Russell? Come on. So, first of all.
Right.
Well, but except this.
I got
1970. Did you hear what Bob Cousy said? Have you watched basketball?
I haven't watched all
story?
Of them. I know Russell was not the...
Did you hear what he said?
No.
He said they broke into Russell's house.
Oh, yeah.
And they
Cousy
crapped.
Told this?
Yeah, and they crapped all
I
over his bedroom
you told this
and
story before.
Smeared it all
yeah.
over.
Yeah, so he's not on the... okay. And you think he's getting on a Rushmore?
He's beloved.
He's getting on Rushmore? Okay.
I'm telling you that Bill Russell should be on the Rushmore.
Yeah, of course.
If you have smeared crap on one of your in one of your legends' houses, you can't put him on Mount Rushmore.
Well, yeah, I don't feel like he's getting in.
I don't. If they vote, I wonder if they voted if they would vote
well,
Russell.
Well, a lot of those people who did that might be dead now.
You
so,
hope.
No, but okay, so obviously, welcome to Boston Sports Talk. We see you, John. You'll be up next. I definitely feel like you got to put Russell on there. I understand his limitations, but...
What limitations?
He wasn't a great scorer. And so...
That's your problem?
Great rebounder, great shot blocker, a lot of championships. He gets on. Larry Bird, obviously on there. Tommy, on there.
What about the smearing crap clause? I mean, does that immediately ban you from putting him on when you put... When you smear crap in his house?
We're not like that.
A couple bad apples. We're not going to hold it against him.
Yeah. Hey. How about them bad apples?
Yeah.
No.
You like apples? Yeah.
And then we're going with Poppy because we're progressive.
Yeah. We don't know where he's from. He might be Mexican, but that doesn't matter. That's not a problem.
That's not a problem. You know, he's different.
Red Sox championships, you got to go. You got to go somebody from Red Sox championships. Yeah. And it's got to be Poppy, right?
59.
Or David Ortiz.
No problem. Will they pick Curt Schilling
I mean,
Poppy?
Poppy is... Mo Vaughn.
No, Mo Vaughn.
I always get Mo Vaughn and David, Big Poppy. Big,
yeah.
Yeah. So you
maybe someone else is the racist, not Sully.
Yeah.
Only... Well, they're both same position, left-handed, only one was better.
And steroids.
Yeah, but one Mo... Didn't Mo dabble? Sorry, Mo.
Might as well put it on. I don't care.
We just throw everyone in the 90s. Sorry, you're in there.